As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Judy, how's life in the end of the big city?
It's really good.
It's really good?
It's great right now.
Okay.
Yep. How's everything with you guys there?
Doing good.
We're just like two chickens under our other heads come up. No, I'm just kidding.
We're busy but good.
We're fine.
Keeps us out of trouble.
So far, how are we handling, or how do you think reopening is going from your perspective?
You know, I think it's going really well. I think we're going to try to get the city building open in the next week or so. I know the other departments are pretty much running at full staff at this time, still taking a lot of precautions, as you know. You know, we're still asking to sanitize, of course, wear the mask, that type thing. But I think everything's going well. And I know that people out in the public, I see that they're paying attention to things. They're sanitizing as you go into different stores or businesses. A lot of people still wearing masks, so I'm happy with that. I know our numbers are going up, but our testing's also going up.
Yeah, so but the one number I kind of like, and even though Steve Tharp didn't really agree with me on this yesterday, our least is now, at least we're one out of every 10, actually a little over 10 now, is from the people have tested positive to the actual tests. So I feel a little bit better. Well, that number keeps going up. I like it that way.
I do too. At least we're finding out.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding out, who's positive, what they need to do, the quarantine or whatever. At least they're not out in the public and maybe we're not even aware of it. So I'm really pleased that they're still doing the testing. Of course, it moved to the fairgrounds for this week, so... I think it's been very beneficial.
Yeah,
for the
I think
community.
It's this week and next. So,
yeah.
Is there going to be a determining time or factor for you guys that you're going to say, okay, we're really in pretty good shape now to kind of settle down and ease your minds? Is there going to be an event or something that's going to happen in your mind that says, okay, we can we're a little bit better off than what we thought we were?
I'm still looking at the governor's guidelines. I'm still looking at the phases as he brings in those different stages. So that's what I'm kind of looking towards at this time. But I think there have been more things that have opened up. People have had more opportunities to get out, and I see that that's been, pretty successful. I know they want more, but I think it's been really good.
We always want more.
We always want more, that's right. So
Yes.
I mean, how much I'll ask this another way then. Is there going to be a determining factor that says, okay, if we have to go the other way and close this thing back up, God forbid if that happens, but, is there going to be, would it be like a huge spike or just an incident or?
I think it would have to be a huge spike.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking at. Like I said, I know we're having, daily cases increase, but if we had a huge strike or we could tell that, maybe we're falling back the other way, I think then we'd have to look again. What do we need to do to move forward?
And the other thing that's happening, and you guys are going to be, you're meeting out at the IT building a lot right now. Talk a little bit about that if you can.
Okay, we're going to continue to have our meetings out there through the month of June.
Okay.
The state did move the deadline that we could still have virtual meetings up until July 4th. So I think as long as that's happening, we'll probably continue to meet at the IT. I'm hoping maybe in July we can get back to the council chambers at the city building.
It would be kind of nice to be back there.
Yes, it would.
But even though it might be a little tight and kind of scary for some people, but I think, it is wide
and
open.
That was our concern as well. It's a smaller room. You can't really do the social distancing as well. At the IT building, you have a lot more space. You can have people distancing. And it's still a nice facility that we can still have the meeting. So let's hope. Let's hope that maybe July will be back to a little bit normal.
Okay. Is there any kind of advice that you want to give people right now?
Right now, I just ask that they still, use caution when you're out. Use hand sanitizers. If you're comfortable with the mask on, I know so many places it's suggested but not required. But so far, I'm in favor of the mask. I wear mine when I'm in stores or businesses, and I hope that people do that, and I hope that they still social distance and they take these precautions as they're out.
Okay.
Judy, we did have a call from somebody who had texted me a minute ago, totally unrelated, about Prairie Creek Park. And while I had you, I wanted to ask real quick.
Okay.
Will there be any charge for, like, the kiddie pool or walking around for, you know, just going to the park? There may be a charge for, like, some concerts and stuff, right?
Right. At this point, I have no intentions of having any charges. Well, you know, we've waited on this facility for, we're about at a year and a half to 2 years. I said, I want the people to come to the facility. I want them to be there. I want them to enjoy the park. I want them to enjoy the splash pad. So at this point, no. I am not anticipating any charges. I just want it to be used. I want people, you know, to enjoy it.
Yeah. Right. It's so exciting to drive past every day and see a little more, you know.
Do you guys, have you guys put out an opening date or a tentative opening date yet for that or not?
We have not. My suggestion is that we don't even look at scheduling anything till at least after the 1st of September, but I'm just kind of taking that day by day as we see the progress there.
Okay. So, but you hope it gets open this year, but you're not going to put the bank out there.
No, I'm not going to. Not at this point.
Quit asking, Ken.
Oh, I know. I'm just...
thought maybe next year. You know, early next spring or something for our grand opening rather than try to do it this year. But I know there's some activities that want to take place in September, so I'm really hoping that we can make that happen.
Okay. Good. All right. Anything else you want to add before we turn you loose and bring you back in here on Friday?
The only thing that I can think of real quickly is next week we're planning a Be Kind Week for the city of Frankfort, and it's going to be June the 15th through the 19th, so we're going to try to get the people of Frankfort involved in that, the businesses, the government offices. Everybody's been through a lot in the last few months, so we're trying to think of something to positive, something to get people, you know, encouraged. So
okay.
Look forward to our releases on that.
Okay, there is going to be releases coming out from Annie starting maybe, I thought maybe today or tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So, look forward to that.
Okay. You take good care, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too.
All right, thanks, Judy. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.